Blog Talk Radio.
Mic drop.
Absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
The mic drop.
Thank you.
Mike Drop.
Where do I start? It was in the early spring, and a farmer was out in his fields tilling the soil, getting it ready for to plant, getting it ready to sow. And while he was hoeing, he ran into a block of ice. And inside of this ice was a big snake. He took the snake in the house. He thawed it out, gave it milk, nursed it back to health. And one day, when he walked in the front of his home, the snake was coiled up, big and healthy, alive, vivacious. And when the farmer went to approach the snake bit him. And as the farmer lay on the ground in his own home dying, he asked the snake, "Why did you bite me? I took care of you. I brought you back to health." And the snake looked at him and said, "You knew I was a snake, didn't you?" Let that sink in. And with that being said, welcome to the Big Mike Drop. It took me a while to get through that. Good morning, man, Patricia. Good morning to you, sis. Good morning to you. We're going to have an important conversation today. Uh-oh, I don't know what's going on with that. I can't show my comments. Okay, well, I don't know what's happening with this. Oh, okay. Back to these technical difficulties. But it's okay. We're gonna go ahead and get through it. So with that being said, welcome to the Big Mike Drop. Today's conversation is not going to be an easy conversation. It's not going to be a conversation that I plan on using a lot of vulgarity and curse words, even though I could. Hold on. Let me leave and come back in the studio. Hold on one moment. All right. There we go. I think we're good to go now. All right, I might have to do that a couple of times. StreamYard is tripping today. Much respect to Westside Crew. Miss Patricia in the building. Let me cut that down just a little bit. But it's not a conversation I'm going to, you know, I'm not excited to have this conversation, but the conversation is relevant. We got some videos on this situation. And for those who aren't aware of what's going on, we're talking about Miss Shanquella Robinson, a 25-year-old female, young female, went to Mexico with friends, or so-called friends, and I use that word loosely, and wound up not alive. Her friends wound up back in the country, in their respective cities, in the state of North Carolina, and she was still in Mexico, deceased. Now, this is a sad story, man. This is like a real sad story. I didn't even want to tackle this because I really didn't know what to say. I'm going to do my best to make it through this because there's so much. It's so many points to this. There's so many points to this. And some red flags, I'm sure, that she noticed that could have paid attention to, maybe this situation could have been avoided. Y'all hit the like button, subscribe, and share. This is the Big Mike Drop. We're celebrating our birthday weekend, and I think I might put my first podcast up, my first little video I did on YouTube. November 18th, 2019 was the day I did my first YouTube video. And so we're celebrating my birthday of the Big Mike Drop all weekend. Let's just get into it, man. I don't know any other way. Like the long introduction is kind of hard for me to do. I'd really just have to get into it. But we're going to be looking at some videos. These videos are for fair use, but we want to let's look at some of the coverage on this story.
And welcome to The Factor Uncensored. Thank you for joining us tonight. We begin with a disturbing story out of Mexico. Shanquella Robinson went on.
All right. So before we get started, this is Fox 26 in Houston. This was this aired looks like a few days ago. Dennis Sperling is actually on this video. This is for fair use, but I do want y'all to, you know, get this perspective of the story because it's actually insightful. So let me go ahead and put my banner up. Golly, man, I'm kind of off my game today a little bit. This is hard. This is rough. I kid you not. This is rough. Patricia says, I cried so much and didn't even know Shanquella B. Robinson on her or her family in person, so much like Kanika Jenkins. Now, Kanika Jenkins, now, exactly who is Kanika Jenkins? Now, I'm not familiar with that name, but yeah, man, this is just a sad story. And, you know, people are bringing up different aspects of it. I'm going to try to stay away from so much speculation in it, even though I might get a little speculative. But all of these things are alleged happenings. We don't know what happened, which is the sad part about it. Neither does our family. So let's go. Put a one in the chat if you can hear this.
Celebration in October. Shanquella never made it back to the United States. She was dead. Dead within 24 hours of getting off the airplane. Now, Shanquella's mother says her daughter's friends initially told her the 25-year-old died from alcohol poisoning. But the autopsy is telling a totally different story, that she may have been beaten to death. New video shows those so-called friends attacking Shanquella Robinson.
All right, the video is very hard to watch. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this off while this video plays. And you can hear the sound, but I'm going to actually take it off the screen for now. And we'll go from there.
On vacation.
Quilla, can you at least fight back?
No.
Put a one in the chat if you hear that. Put a one in the chat if you can hear it. Waiting to see here. Yep, West Side. All right. Appreciate you.
On vacation.
Quilla, can you at least fight back?
No.
At least fight back something.
Now she's being pummeled by this girl, being kicked, punched, beaten, and she is in the nude. She's naked. That meant something too. And we're going to get into it as the conversation progresses. But let you finish listening.
That's horrible. The case has many people wondering exactly what happened. Justice for Shanquella has been trending on Twitter, and the FBI is now involved. We're following the investigation as well. Joining us here on The Factor Uncensored, Todd Smith and attorney Dennis Sperling. Dennis, you travel abroad all the time.
Yeah.
And you, I'm sure you keep up with all the international laws and how it could affect you. When many people think because this murder happened in Mexico, it would be in their jurisdiction, it would be for them to investigate. But that's not always the way it works in America.
Now, this is important to understand and check this out, because there can be justice for Shanquella. We can't get justice for Shanquella. And look, the Internet is ablaze. These folks' addresses have already been posted. Their phone numbers have been posted. I mean, and I got the information. I'm not going to post it on here because I don't want to be responsible if something happens to somebody. But literally, people are on their damn bumper about this woman, this young, beautiful woman, successful woman. And regardless of what many of you manosphere dorks may think or say, was a beautiful, successful black woman. And I use black very loosely. Yeah, she looked like the regular, you know, chick of the day. But she came from a good family, a family that loved her. And I want these people to get justice.
That's absolutely correct. You're an American citizen and you do something abroad. The United States still could have jurisdiction over you if that jurisdiction does not decide to prosecute you.
And it looks like Mexico has no interest in following up on this, right?
Mexico sees an American citizen and another American citizen or American citizens having a dispute. It ended in someone's death, And now everybody's back in North Carolina, allegedly. Mm-hmm. This is where these folks are from. But bottom line is, it's in the hands of the federal government at this point, if they decide to prosecute.
Now, looking at this case, just how horrible is it? You go out of this country with your so-called friends.
Yeah.
They lie to your mother, saying that you're drunk and that you're sick, and they, or at least some of them, kill her.
Well, you know, I've done some investigation into this, and it looks like all of the individuals attended the HBCU Winston-Salem University, so they've been knowing each other for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see is female-on-female brutality going on. And if you check the statistics, it appears as though women and their propensity to do violence and be arrested and go to prison is going.
Look, this video is on YouTube. Have you seen this video of what they did to this woman? Have you seen the video? If you don't want to see nudity, don't go to Twitter. But the video is on news stories on YouTube. And it's heartbreaking. It's gut-wrenching. These women are like men. This woman is beating this girl like she's a damn, like she's a man. The girl isn't even fighting back. Mrs. Robinson, Miss Robinson. She's not even fighting back. She's getting beaten, kicked by this big, bone, vile human being. This vile human being, this big, manly, masculine energy having, bonnet wearing, hyena. That's just what they are, a pack of damn hyenas. And she didn't recognize, man. This is so tragic. It's so tragic.
Going up. Well, on the other hand, men, their propensity to do violence is going down. Just in the case of Black American men, there was a time we had more men in college or more men in prison than in college, and now the opposite is true. But unfortunately, our lovely ladies are kicking up some dust.
Horrible situation. Todd, your thoughts on seeing this, where these individuals went out of town as friends, and now one is dead, and they lied about it. Now many of them are getting on social media trying to tell their story, their side.
We're going to watch that, too. We're going to watch that, too. Apparently, she had a male best friend. Her best friend was a male. Trill Hands boxing team in the building. Said that's part of the video. I believe she got jumped and why she was naked. Yeah, I don't know if they got out the shower or ambushed her, but it was people there waiting with videos, with phones recording. It was an audience. It was an audience. Now, I'll tell you this, and we'll go to that. We'll go to that later. Patricia says, right, all of them need to be in jail. They beat her like she was nobody. That's so jealous, envy, fake friends. Okay, all right. Fake friends. You have to keep your circle small. Your spirit will tell you something about anyone than to lie to a mama. Right. Yeah, it said all three girls fought her. It's three girls involved that fought her. Now, two names are floating around. You got Dejanay Jackson and you got Winter Donovan. But it was another young lady there as well. I want to say her name was Alyssa or Aisha Hyatt. She was there as well, and they say that she jumped on her as well, allegedly. Now, I'm sure that the dude sat around and videotaped it, and you know, it's that's one thing I'm not going to understand about this generation of men, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. I've seen people sit out and video a boy drown. They watched the boy drown while somebody recorded it. I've seen people watch George Floyd get choked out, and they sat there and recorded it and didn't do anything to save him. This bystander mentality, but you want to pull out your phone? This is the worst shit. This is the worst thing ever. This is the worst thing ever. One of the worst things that's happened to our society. Is this damn phone in the selfie? And I'll explain that later. The selfie falls right in line with this behavior. And I can prove it. Let's finish. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get off the screen for a moment because I actually drank all my coffee waiting for the show to start. I had such a long intro. I apologize about that. But, you know, man, we got Bob in the building. Yeah, yeah. Guys that watch and don't do anything. That wouldn't happen in front of a bunch of 40-year-olds. I'll be right back. Matter of fact, I'll put it on the screen.
But it's just unforgivable.
But I think you said it right earlier. You said so-called friends. People have to be careful about who we call friends. There's a meme that's going around that says you could be friends with somebody for years, and it takes you years to realize they were never your friend. A lot of times we get a gut. I get a gut feeling when I think something is wrong. I don't know their situation totally, but a lot of times when I'm put in bad situations, I'll feel it, and I'll remove myself from that situation. I just won't show up. But the thing is to kill her, allegedly, whatever happened, 24 hours after y'all have gotten there, that has to be some animosity beforehand. I tell people a lot of times, people in the hood, we always say, I want my day one friends with me. I want the friends that were with me when I didn't have anything to be there with me when I blow up. This young lady, 25 years old, both of them, all of them went to Winston-Salem. She had a successful business, beautiful. That might lead to some jealousy. Mm-hmm. And jealousy will rear its ugly head. So a lot of times when you're down and out, people will have your back because that makes them feel good about themselves. But the minute you do well, that's when the animosity comes. So people, young people need to realize that sometimes you need to pay attention to the people who might be giving you smart comments when you find success. Those people are not your friends. Just because you've known them a long time doesn't mean they're your friends. So you have to be really cognizant of the people you keep around you. I just keep family around me for the most part. But keep the right people around you so you probably won't be in this situation.
And Dennis, do we know, and I heard some rumors that she may have paid for some of them to go there.
Yeah, and that is a tragedy. But my advice to that mother, if you're listening, if you're following this program, and I hope you are, I want to make sure you stay on the FBI. You make reports with the local police. You follow up with the FBI agent assigned to this, and you make sure this gets in front of the Attorney General in North Carolina, because that is where you're going to get justice. The other thing is there's always an opportunity to file a civil suit against these individuals for wrongful death. It's a different process, but it's the same courthouse, but it's a lesser burden of proof, and you can get to the truth of what happened in this matter.
Unless they have substantial resources, though, is it worth it?
Well, sometimes justice requires that you do what's necessary. Mm-hmm. And I think that if it was my son or my daughter, if I had a daughter, you know I got sons, but if it was my sons, there would be nothing that would stop me from finding out the truth and making sure the people who caused my child's death, if it was truly murder or killing, I would want to bring them to justice one way or the other.
Now, you've been doing some deep diving into this. What else have you found out that maybe the public doesn't know just as of yet, Dennis?
Well, as I said earlier, all of them, the alleged assailants attended Winston-Salem. So that means they've been knowing each other for at least half a decade. They know each other. They're familiar with each other. And when you listen to the voices in the background, I hear multiple people witnessing this incident. Now, all of those individuals had a duty to come to the aid of that victim. They can't just say, oh, I didn't do anything. Everybody is subject to that murder, allegedly.
That's important. Very important. Very important. I don't know what these little cockroaches think they're doing by running, but a Mexican prison is in all of their future, allegedly. Mexican prison is in all of their future, especially when they're waiting on the trial. This shit's gonna get ugly, man, and it's gonna establish some precedents as well in international law, especially when it comes to our people, our tribe. And you can look at that sister and tell she was tried. Beautiful sister. This is Westside Coolick. A lot of these women, no matter what color, are actually witches and demons. The fallen angels are a good percentage of the entities we call women today. After 2006, these entities took them over, and they chose to be in alliance with them. Man, that's a fact, man, and it's actually taken over a lot of men's mentality, too. You got warlocks and sorcerers in there as well. A lot of these little Harry Potter reading a lot of these are these little Harry Potter reading kids who believe in all of this sorcery and whatnot. And it's interesting. And I'm gonna go into it a little bit later in the show because I got it all planned out. I'm gonna go into it a little bit later in the show because for those who don't know, that was bordering on the celebration of the Day of the Dead in Mexico, and that's a big celebration that happens around November 1st. Not saying that that's why they were there, but that energy is definitely there. The energy of death is definitely there during that point in time because it's right in the cusp of that celebration. We're going to talk about that. I want to provide a little insight on that as well today. Like I said, I'll be here for a few hours. I'm not doing anything today except hanging with y'all, man. So I appreciate y'all for joining. I got the phone lines up. Let's see if anybody's in there. Give us a shout out, man. 515-605-9708. 515-605-9708. True Hands Boxing Team said something real important. He said, I think the dudes there were part of them A-boys. Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. You can hear in the video, and I might play the video, but I'll play the video audio, not the video itself. And you can hear the little dude, oh, girl, at least say bad girl. And she's like, no. So they showed the video with her walking around the house trying to find them. And you can hear them. You can hear the echo. They was already plotting against her. Yes, she was naked and looks like she had a blanket around her as she passed by the mirror with that guy. Once she got to the room where they was, you could feel the vibe against Shanquilla. They took her out of her bed and beat her. All of them had to plan together before they arrived. And them so-called guys did not stop them girls at all. They say it was a plan, but I'll say that was a raggedy plan. I hope it's not a plan. I hope it wasn't something that these people were in legion with one another. Because like they said on this last news that we listened to, she paid for the Airbnb. She paid for the villa for them raggedy helpers to come to. Them raggedy helpers and them worthless dudes. Totally worthless. We can't use you. Men like this are the problem. They're the most dangerous thing in society right now. Feminized men. And I'm not talking about sexual orientation. I'm talking about the spirit. I could feel the... All right, man, let's keep on going. Let's keep going.
Alleged murder. The other thing I want you to understand is that, and I'm going to say this, and this may sound controversial, but if this was a little white girl, I'm sure it would be all over the news right now.
I don't know if I agree with that statement. If you had a white girl with a bunch of other white girls beating her like that until she died, that would not make the news. They would not portray their women as animals, which is what these women look like, pure demonic witches, animals, sorceresses. They probably into all them crystals and lighting candles and all that stuff. There was a reason they chose that time frame to go on that trip. And I've even heard other rumors about what kind of party it may have been. But to be nude in front of a lot of people, and even for dudes to even think it's cool to come in and be a witness to that, to be an audience to that, if they did ambush her, if the girls ambushed her and the dudes knew they were going to do it while she was in the shower or when she was changing or when she was asleep or whatnot, no dude would have sat there and been in that audience and watched that. No real man would have done that. John Public says Kanika Jenkins is the young black female who was found dead in a hotel freezer. Jesus. I'm going to read up on that story.
But because it was a young black woman, I feel, and this is my, because I've seen it play out, and you can't even name.
I'm quite sure, and there's been stories of little white girls that have sleepovers and decide they're going to kill one woman. They're going to kill one girl. You know, that's happened before. I don't think that they would really circulate that. I don't think they would really circulate that. Because if you apply the same logic, if you apply the logic that it's a racial issue, right? Let's just look at it through the lens of a racial issue, through that logic. If it's a racial issue, then they should want to get the other six niggas out the way into the prison system, right? So she should still get justice. If it's a racial issue, justice should still be served because they want six for one. The three little twinks. Keep it a buck, man.
In the number of black women that are missing there.
Oh, and the one homo thug.
So many black women that are missing in the United States. There's been no public uprising because she doesn't have the complexion for protection, as we used to say.
All right. Dennis Todd, thank you for joining us here on The Factor on Censor.
All right. So that's the first story. And, you know, Dennis Sperling, man, he made some good points on there. I don't necessarily agree with it if it would have been a little white girl argument because, like I said, if the race issue applies, then it applies across the board. They would gladly take six niggas for one. Let's go to this next one here. This is about
some
the Charlotte. The Charlotte FBI field office opening an investigation into the death of Shanquilla Robinson and Cabo. So, yeah, let's check this out. This was actually a pretty good one. Let's see here. This is with the international.
Some breaking news just into our newsroom within the past hour.
Put a one in the chat if you can hear that.
Learning that the Charlotte FBI field office has officially opened an investigation into the death of a woman on vacation in Cabo, Mexico, back in October. Now, Queen City News first brought you the story about Shanquilla Robinson's mysterious death last week. As anchor Morgan Francis reports, police investigating the case are sharing what they've discovered so far.
Thursday, Mexican authorities told Queen City News Shanquilla Robinson's friends lied to them about what happened to her prior to her untimely death on October 29th. An officer investigating the case says they interviewed two friends at the villa in Cabo who said Shanquilla Robinson had...
Man, we got my cousin Kendra Fisher in the building. Yeah, facts. Facts. Like I said, I know it sounds cliche. But keep your friends close and your friends closer, your enemies closer. That's a true statement. I don't think her enemy would have sat there and let that happen to her. A sworn enemy. If she was on a trip with a sworn enemy, they wouldn't have let that happen to her. Think about the story of Joseph who became the king of Egypt. But his brothers took him. And killed him, or thought they killed him, left him for dead in a pit. He got out of that pit and became the king of Egypt. Those closest to you, ask Abel, those closest to you will be the ones to do it to you. It's something about it, and it's something about her paying for it that's really interesting because it speaks to the base nature of human beings and the inability to feel gratitude. They say that gratitude, the act of being grateful, is the most fulfilling emotion, and if it's the most fulfilling, that must mean it's the hardest to achieve with human beings. If we all had a sense of gratitude, people would be more emotionally stable. So her paying for that probably made them more upset. After this, I'm going to read the story of where they stole money from her. Her friends say, her real friend say that her credit card was ran up after this happened to her. This is deep stuff, man. There are energies being exchanged right now, man. And like I said, I'm not trying to preach to you, but the Bible states this, man, and I believe the Bible. It's not flesh and blood that we wrestle against. What do we wrestle against? What are we at war with? It's not me and you. What does it say? Principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's the eternal battle. Yes, yes, absolutely, Bob. To be able to do that is demonic. They just so happen to be there during that window of the Day of the Dead celebration. I don't think that's coincidental. Call me. You can call me a conspiracy theorist, but they just so happen to be there and book that time during that time. And then committed a sacrifice, allegedly.
Had alcohol poisoning. Story her family says they told them.
They say she wasn't feeling well. She had alcohol poison. They couldn't get a puff.
It wasn't until her autopsy came back that Mexican police discovered she had a severe spinal cord injury and atlas luxation, which is instability in the uppermost vertebrae. They also didn't see this video showing Robinson get violently assaulted until Wednesday. For that reason, their investigation is still open, and they're looking into her death.
There's a huge financial incentive to keep Cabo open and to keep people feeling safe. So to the extent they can find, prosecute, incarcerate the people that did this, in my opinion, they're going to try to do it.
Kurt Kearns is an international...
You know something, fam? If Mexico doesn't prosecute these people, then we should protest America to deliver justice. Or like some people on the internet, that address is circulating. Don't think we finna wait forever. I'm just saying.
National attorney with experience litigating international crimes and investigations. Some of what he has to say might not be the most promising news.
It's a sovereign state. So that's the first misunderstanding a lot of people have is that, hey, man, if I'm an American and I'm in trouble somewhere, boy, they'll come to my rescue. And the reality is not unless there's a really big interest internationally in coming to your rescue, because they will not upset international relations with a sovereign nation just to help out.
The police officer investigating the case tells Queen City News if they find evidence that leads to an arrest, they have authority to bring the group back to Mexico and, quote, they will have to answer to Mexican law. Well,
hey, and don't think this is just a Mexican issue. Please don't think it's just a Mexican issue. We can find case after case after case after case after case after case after case right here in the States of people that are with people that aren't their friends, that they think are their friends, and they let their guard down. And I'll go ahead and put this out here. People know what time it is with me. You got one time to come out of bag with me. You got one time to come out of bag with me. And from then on, you're on side eye action. You're in the periphery after that. If you show me whole characteristics, then I'm going to treat you like a hoe. And I'm definitely not turning my back on you. I'm definitely not spending the night in a hotel or Airbnb with you. I'm not sharing a cab with you. I wouldn't share a Twix with you. Raymond Burton says, it seems like a setup to me. Her real friend got down there the day after the group got there. It all happened before he got down there. Sounds sus to me. Now, that dude wasn't her real friend. Her real friend, the dude that was the so-called best friend, was actually the one recording, telling her to fight back. And we'll take a look at this piece of human refuse. He's a piece of trash. These people are garbage. Garbanzo beans. They're vile. And I hope they rot, every single one of them, in a Mexican prison for the rest of their damn life. Never to be seen again. And live to be old, too. Live to be old. Man, we got that guy, Carmen Warren, on the building. Like my man Westside say, real walkie-talkie. I want to drop y'all opinion on this, man. Hit the line, man, 515-605-9708.
The FBI and U.S. State Department say it's not their jurisdiction. It doesn't mean they can't investigate either.
Upon invitation, FBI can come in and assist. Upon, you know, invitation, the State Department can get more and more involved. But it's only upon invitation, i.e., do they want...
They didn't have to invite them in for them damn drug wars. Let's get something done. Let's get something done. Man, we got Charmaine Burrell in the building. Good afternoon. How you doing, sis? John Public. Savages. Beneath savages. Beneath savages. Savages have an excuse. They come from no structure, no civilization. And maybe some of these women do. Maybe some of these sea urchins, maybe they do.
Honest there.
That was Morgan Francis reporting. Police, again, are urging anyone with information to contact the local FBI office. And
also, man, y'all go hit that GoFundMe, man. Kyrie Irving. Shout out to Kyrie Irving. Donated $65,000 to this woman's GoFundMe. I'm not getting ready to promote the GoFundMe on here because it's probably some fake GoFundMes out here because a lot of y'all niggas is roguish. Y'all roguish and y'all are parasites. So if you find the real GoFundMe, donate. Donate to this family because they may have to hire private investigators. They may have to go deep into their pockets. This girl's mother and father, she had mother and father that loved her. They might have to go deep into their pockets to provide justice for this young lady. Man, Third Moon Chop in the building. Patricia says, okay, but they left her in Mexico dead, but then came back to the USA with her luggage. Lies sitting and eating with her mom that really messed up. Send them back to Mexico. But they ain't hiding. As soon as they found, jailed them for the girl who on the video fighting her, saying she can't go to jail for fighting. Once she threw Shanquella on the ground and kept beating her, that was the first thing that probably broke her spine. Knots on her head, cracked lip, and a swollen eye. They said that the other girl, the mixed girl, Winter, is the one who picked her up and slammed her after she was basically, you know, wiped out from being jumped on and pummeled by that other female impersonator. Yes, they supposedly took $6,000 to $10,000 from her. Yes, that's the next story we're getting into. Yes, yes. Take a look at this. Actually, let's do this one. This is a good one. I want to let y'all watch this. And this is her father. God bless this man. Have mercy on his soul.
It's like a nightmare, man. It's you know, I can't even sleep. I'm just frustrated. My heart is just aching, man. And, you know, as a father, man, you know, a praying man.
Bernard Robinson is begging for answers about how his daughter, Shanquella, died last month in Cabo.
I just want some truth, because this don't even add up right.
He says he and his wife were told Shanquella died of alcohol poisoning, but the autopsy says she died due to injuries to the spinal cord and neck. A video has now also surfaced showing someone attacking Shanquella.
Through the grace of God, I think I'm going to get to the bottom of it, sir. God ain't going to, God not going to fail me. It's going to come out. It's going to come out.
Information out of Cabo authorities has been difficult to obtain.
In the meanwhile, I will be pulling out fingernails and weave tracks to get the answers while we wait for God.
So I called phone numbers associated with all of her friends who went on the trip.
The subscriber you have dialed is not in service.
Most of the numbers are now disconnected, but two of them went straight to voicemail.
Sorry, mailbox is full.
I want y'all to pay attention to this one particular part. That's why I picked this story, because this guy is on it, man. He's one of those reporters that's going to get to the bottom of the story.
I texted both of them and also paid them a visit since they have Charlotte addresses. No one answered at the first store, and the same with the second. And while no one was home when I rang the doorbell this afternoon, a neighbor did tell me this morning they spotted CMPD outside this person's home. I sent an email to CMPD asking why they were there. CMPD says they are not involved in the investigation since the case happened in Mexico. I also sent an email to the records division asking for a police report, and I was told it will take 24 hours for it to be available. As Channel 9 continues to seek answers, so does Shanquella's dad.
I'm not giving up. I am not giving up. I'm very confident that I'm gonna have a peace of mind.
All right. That's her dad, man. Poor guy, man.
Emerging from a story that we first told you about last night.
Poor guy. I mean, I just could only imagine. Like I said, but in the meanwhile, while we wait on God, I had you tied up pulling your tracks out so I get some answers. Here's this story. Let's take a look at this. This is on hiphopvibe.com. Like I said, that's my source. I don't know how true it is or not. Honestly, this is one of those things that you hope would be a lie. But, you know, the maggots that she called friends, I don't know. So it could possibly be true. So here's the story. Shanquella Robinson's friend says the people accused of murdering her stole $10,000 from her after she paid for the Airbnb. This was written by the HHV editor and on November 19th, so that was yesterday. Says Shanquella Robinson was allegedly robbed of $10,000 by friends. Shanquella Robinson has become the leading topic of discussion on social media. It's only right because what happened to Ms. Robinson needs to be discovered and justice needs to be served. While her official passing has said to be fatal alcohol poisoning, her autopsy reads differently. Before her body lost all life, Robinson sustained a cracked spine and a shattered neck. To think, when she agreed to go to Cabo, all Shanquella wanted to do was have a good time with her friends. Instead, she wound up being a fatal victim. Shanquella Robinson received support in the wake of her passing that she could have used in the last moments of her life. Earlier this week, her story began trending on social media, seeing how Robinson passed away. While with friends, many people have been giving their opinions on friendships. Yes, friendships. That's the word of the season, man. That's been actually the word of the year for me. And I got a couple of stories I could tell you. Man, rise, Will, on the board. Salute to you. Salute to your family. There are many who have questioned how she did not realize those people were not her friends. On social media, there's a new video trending. This video shows the girl who eventually beat Ms. Robinson walking through the house looking for her. Shanquella Robinson's story is sad enough without any further reports. However, her family is seeking all of the details in order to serve justice. As a result, they continue to press this case, despite how painful it is. One of Robinson's friends who did not join her on a Cabo trip, because see, you see, this is what these worms don't understand. This is what these crows don't understand, these buzzards. They don't understand that they're really people that love her and probably people she would have been safer and had a better time with than you lame, insecure bums. But, you know, this is HBCU material right here. This is what's coming out of HBCUs today. I told y'all, stop believing all that shit. Stop believing it. Chanquilla Robinson's story sad enough without any further reports. So one of her friends, who did not join her on a Cabo trip, took to Facebook with even more information. According to this young woman, Robinson was also robbed of $10,000 by the people she trusted. In addition, this young lady says that Robinson is the one who paid for the Airbnb where they were residing. And here's this lady. They stole $10K from Quilla, and she paid for their Airbnb, shaking my head. And her father confirmed that that's a second video showing Winter grabbing her by her neck and slamming her, and she never got back up. They on Winter's ass right now. They are on Winter's bumper, and I hope they stay on her bumper. Winter, do the honorable thing. All of you, do the honorable thing. Turn yourself in or fall on your sword. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I want you to hear this groveling, poor excuse, meant nothing of a man. Man, salute to you, XL Pro. Yes, I said a Mac nothing. A Mac nothing of a man. I want y'all to hear this nigga. I want y'all to hear this. Stop sharing here. Y'all do that while I take a quick break. Yeah, listen to this clown. This was one of the gentlemen that was there, Mr. Nazir Wiggins. And I got some more information on Nazir Wiggins as well, since his name surfaced. There's more stuff trending on his character. And listen, he got the nerve to try to make a threat to the public, as if he has a leg to stand on in this situation. You ain't got no leg to stand on, family. You got there the day after, but you left with them folks. You didn't make sure her body got back to the United States. And he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you. The trip was supposed to be Friday through Monday or Tuesday. Friday through Monday or Tuesday. Why did all these niggas leave on Sunday, including Mr. Wiggins? Man, Bob, thank you for the super chat, fam. What I say I was gonna do for the super chat? Hold on. Here we go. Here's a super chat. I appreciate you, Bob. Yeah, man. So, look, listen to this. This poor excuse of a man. Like I said, the homo thug. I'm getting homo thug vibes off of him. Just hear what it is. I'm sorry. I'll be back.
So I'm like, let me extend my birthday, and I'm going to go to this trip. Because I got asked to go on the trip in June, but I didn't reply because I didn't know what I was doing for my birthday since the next birthday was the next week after mine. So, where was that? Oh, yes, I left on Saturday. The trip was from Friday to Monday, October 28th, 29th, 30th. 31st going home. Didn't even make it there. So I get off my flight around like 2:16 Mexico time. I guess we 2 hours ahead. 2:16 p.m. I make a phone call. I make a phone call to everybody who there. Like, I need the address. I need the address. So when during this phone call, that's the first time I heard
that. My bad.
I wasn't feeling good. They told me that Kula was sick and she was showing signs of alcohol poisoning, and they got that.
Hey, yeah, let's do this.
And I'm going to go to this trip. Because I got asked to go on the
we'll
trip
start
soon, but I didn't reply because I didn't know what I was doing for my birthday since the next birthday was the next week after mine. So, where I was at? Oh, yes, I left on Saturday. Saturday. The trip was from Friday to Monday, October 28th, 29th, 30th. 31st going home. Didn't even make it there. So I get off my flight around like 2:16 Mexico time. I guess we 2 hours ahead. 2:16 p.m. I make a phone call. I make a phone call to everybody who there. Like, I need the address. I need the address. So when during this phone call, that's the first time I heard that Kula wasn't feeling good. They told me that Kula was sick and she was showing signs of alcohol poisoning, and they got that because one of their friends told them that they were seeing signs. So she was showing symptoms of alcohol poisoning. But I didn't know it was a fight. I got my Bible. And I'm putting this blunt down. Because I'm not lying. I'm not going to lie on that. I'm not saving nobody's ass. I'm not protecting my ass. I'm just coming here to keep it real because y'all in my DMs going crazy and all this posting my ads and stuff. Like, y'all can go there if y'all want, but it's not going to be pretty. But when I got there, it took us an hour. My taxi driver, it took us an hour to get to the villa because it was traffic. I don't know why. So I got to the villa around 3:26. Instantly, as soon as I go in, I go to Kula. Kula didn't leave my sight, my side, none of that, until the nurse came. But that's, I'm going, that's, I got too far ahead. So Kula was laying on the couch in the game room. The fucking villa was like a big-ass mansion, no upstairs, all tile on the wall, tile on the floor, straight tile, nothing else. So it was just a big-ass villa. I don't know if y'all can view it on the website. Go to Cabo Villas and look at how big this is and what it looked like. But you're going to see. So when I got there, she was in the game room. They told me she was not feeling good. So I instantly go to her, put on her side, get a bag, and all of that. So I'm sitting right next to her the whole time. I was crossing my heart. I hope that I was there the whole time in the game room. And then they was talking about cooking, so we made it to the living room. I put on some soft music, sitting with her, rubbing her head, just chilling, waiting until the nurse came, because that's what I was informed that was happening. At first, I was told that it was a male coming, and then a female showed up. So by that time, well, I skipped another thing. Quilla wasn't found dead. She wasn't found dead. The maids found her slumped over the toilet in her room. That's what they did find her, slumped over her toilet in her room. That's what I was told. Kula was not dead when I got there. Yeah, boom. So it's like, okay, so when I get in there, I go in, I see Kula, I see she chilling, I put her aside. I go up and make that video while I'm talking about I'm here. Da-da, Kula, get up. I'm thinking like, damn, we got stuff to do, ATVs, a boat. Dinner, I miss the chefs, I miss everything. Anyways, fuck that. So I'm like, damn, I'm thinking, Quilla, let's get up. I say.
All right, so it's apparent that he had to edit the video. He had to edit the video. Perhaps he wasn't saying the right thing, allegedly. I'm not getting ready to get on here and say he did anything to her or whatnot. But you were there. Man, we got Angel Berry in the building. Hey, I appreciate y'all for telling me there was no sound. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I forgot when I remove myself, then it also does that. So really, I would have to do this. That's the best way. That's the best way. All right. There we go. There we go. But then I don't know if y'all caught the little sneak threat, the little sneaky threat where he said it's probably not going to wind up good for you. And go back to the story before this with the police being called to a house and CMPD being at a house, right? Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. That's what that stands for. Think about that. I wonder, was that his house? I wonder, is that where he stayed? I could look at the addresses. And look, if y'all want the addresses and phone numbers, y'all follow me on Twitter. I put them shits on Twitter. I like Elon Musk's new policy on Twitter. I like that new policy. Freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. That's pretty cool right there. So you can say what you want to say. That don't mean anybody's going to be able to find it with those millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of tweets every day. I'm just getting used to it. Me and Westside are going to start doing these Twitter spaces. So y'all follow me on Twitter. Let me put my Twitter handle in there. Let me put my Twitter handle in here. Give me one moment. That might work, right? That might be good. Follow us. Uh-oh. Twitter at TBMD underscore show. And let me double check and make sure that's right. Like I said, I'm an old nigga, right? What they say. Nope, that's not it. I got to change that to the same thing that my IG is. But you could follow me on Twitter at TBMD Podcast. So, yeah, go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. Follow me on Twitter at TBMD Podcast. I'm probably going to change it to TBMD Show, but you can follow me for the time being under that handle. Thank you. Thank you very much. For those of you who are just joining us, you're tuning in to
Mike Drop.
Man, look, we're celebrating the birthday of the Big Mike Drop this whole weekend. November 18th, 2019 was my first video, and I may put it up tonight. I may just make it, you know, take it off private and put it up tonight. It was about Michael Vick versus the haters. So if anybody types in Michael Vick, my shit might come up first. Woo! Yeah, whatever. Hey, you said working on the job, man. Third moon in the building, man. At work, listening to us. Man, look, man, if y'all got any opinions on this, what we're talking about, hit the line 515-605-9708. Do you think Mr. Nazir Wiggins is telling the truth? And I'll just look his name up. I'm not getting ready to sully the man's reputation on my show because I don't want people to, you know, I don't want this to be that type of show at this stage in the game. I've turned over a new leaf. I done cooked a couple of people in my past. I made my bones. Now, you know, I feel like I'm a made man, right? I'm going to sit back and just, you know, sit in the restaurant all day and call plays and hold court.
Everybody that know me heard me say this shit. That was my first video when I got there. It was second because I made a video of me pulling up to the villa. But he was cutting up the guy. I tried to get the timestamp for y'all, but that's not going to work. So I guess the real FBI or whatever, I had to put those right timelines together. But I'm going to start with the NCD. That faggot is so stupid and got y'all believing everything. Everything that's wrong. I was not there to the next. And got y'all believing everything. I had to put those right timelines together, but I'm going to start with the NCD. That faggot is so stupid and got y'all believing everything.
Who's the NCP? The NCP. If anybody knows who the NCP is, he did use the F word. I might have to edit that out, but I wanted to hear that one more time. Who's the NCP? If anybody knows who the NCP is, put it in the chat for me. Put it in the chat.
Everything that's wrong. I was not there till the next day. I didn't see a fight. I didn't know it was a fight. I didn't know it was a video. I didn't know they did any harm, anything. I went in there and told it was alcohol poisoning, so that's what I helped her as. That's what I helped her at. I didn't leave her side. I cut on soft music. Summer Walker rubbing her head till the nurse came in. Nobody even talked about the nurse. Nobody even said a nurse came. None of this stuff. So I'm really not understanding where this story is coming from and why it's out here like this, because it's wrong. It's wrong. And for y'all to be attacking me, an innocent soul, like, I'm really innocent as fuck. I went there to enjoy my...
I'm innocent as fuck. Shut the fuck up. North Carolina police. All right, got you. NCP, North Carolina police. The state police. Got you. Got you.
My birthday. Like, to enjoy my birthday and to really just goddamn have fun. I didn't have not one second of fun. Didn't take one shot, didn't smoke one blunt, didn't do anything. I went straight to quit.
All right. Yo, we got a caller on the line, man. 512. 512, you're on the Big Mic Drop. Who we got?
How you doing there, man? This is Westside Coolick, man. Joining the show here. How you doing?
Man, Westside, man. What's happening with you, man? How's it going?
It's going good. Listen to this listen to this show here, and you got a good show. And, you know, like I said in the chat room, you know, a lot of these women, no matter what color, they've chosen what side to be on. But really, if we examine 2006 and 2007, there was a huge shift in women in their nature, how they respected themselves, how they acted, how they walked, how they talked, how they looked, their vibration, their mannerism, you know, mannerisms, their frequency and all that. If we look at around that time and study, you'll see women really, really change, no matter what color, ethnic, religion, whatever. And I'm looking at these women now in this situation. It just all adds up. And, you know, hopefully the family, not hopefully, they will get to what they need to find out about this, because this is pure demonic behavior and witchcraft from them damn demons. So, yeah.
What they say, demon time? They've been promoting demon time heavy lately, as if it's a joke, man. And like I said, just the pure I don't even know the word to use. I want to say it's kind of like nihilistic behavior, just a belief in nothing. Just, you know, right. A belief in nothing. Nothing is more powerful than me. Therefore, these kids aren't tethered to anything.
Right.
There's nothing that pulls them back to the center. They're just out here lost. And
like
I think that Harry Potter book reading generation, Pokemon playing with. All type of, you know, weird shit like that.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, it's nothing more dangerous than a effeminized or a, what's the word here, a insecure or two-faced or whatever type female male. You know, it's nothing more dangerous. It's like it's nothing more dangerous than men between, you can say boys between the ages of, I would say 10 to about 27, whatever, white males, you know, you can look at that stat and what they do too. But, you know, this stuff is crazy. But I would tell y'all to go out there and study how women before 2006, what they were doing in comparison to now. It's breathtaking. I mean, it's amazing.
Do you think that was the beginning of what they call hoe culture?
I would say, I don't want to get too crazy on your show here, but yeah, definitely on that scale, but also literally, there was these entities that went in their bodies, and a lot of these women chose to get in contract with it. See, a lot of people think, oh, okay, celebrities are just in contract and selling their soul to the so-called Illuminati, and they're taking the oath. But even on the everyday level of people, you know, that are non-celebrities, they take oaths too. And some women know about it, some women don't. But a lot of these women took these oaths with it, no matter what color. And we can see their offspring and their spawn and what's going on nowadays. So that's what happened.
Do you think it was coincidental, the timeline? I saw you in the comments making comments on that. Do you think that the timing and the proximity to the Day of the Dead celebration in Mexico had anything to do with this incident happening? And this, you know, we're talking another plane type of level.
I do. You hit a good point on that. I really do. I really do. I mean, it did. I mean, they definitely were summoning some type of entity. They utilized that force, and they definitely, I don't want to say they pitched the blood up to the other side, as they say, but yeah, they did. And, you know, I know these women are on that kind of stuff. They're trying to not act like it, but they are. They're on this kind of mess. They own it.
Now, it was a lot of nudity and a lot of references to being naked and getting naked. And like I said, this is not to soil this young lady's reputation or whatnot, but I have heard rumors that they were having basically a sex party. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't, but I can tell you, and as a millennial, a lot of these girls, when they do these road trips, no matter what color, whether it be so-called black, white, green, whatever, they go on these trips and they experiment. They have these big parties, and they have random relations with men and sometimes even animals and stuff like that. But, yeah, they go out there and wild. It's pretty bad out here. I'm not saying it's, you know, it's no hope, but it's pretty bad out here. And a lot of these women, again, they're choosing to be in this type of nature and culture. And we have to ask, why is that? And then you have these weirdo men that are enabling this and enforcing this and laughing it, laughing behind it and recording all this kind of stuff. So it goes hand in hand. But, oh, yeah, definitely. You know, these women will, especially my age and younger, if you know the stuff they were doing in high school, middle school, college, it'll break your heart.
Not break your heart. You break all the way down.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Well, I'm gonna finish playing this. I'm gonna finish playing this. So hang with me, man. Hang with me, and let's
Will
listen
do.
To it.
She was not found dead. She was found unresponsive. Yes, unresponsive. She was unresponsive. I tried to get her to talk to me and all that, but it was none of that. There was none of that going on.
Why did you leave with everybody else? You left this girl's body there. And you left, jumped on a plane and left with everybody else. And if you look at this guy, I don't know if you can see him. I mean, he just tatted up, man, you know, full tats, chest tats. I mean, he just looked like the man of all men, right? You know, wife beater. These little skinny, bird-chested, tattooed with trash artwork, total trash artwork. You look like you got a big birthmark on you. I got tattoos, but I'm not going all the way out, right? You sit up here and you leave this girl's body in Mexico, another country, and you leave it on her parents to get her back. I would have stayed with her body. I would have escorted her body back to this country, as opposed to running my ass back and scattering like roaches and then professing your innocence on Instagram. You niggas are a disgrace. And nobody's scared of you. Nobody's intimidated of you. The day we do decide to pull up at your house, it won't be good for you. That's a fact. But chances are nobody has to pull up and do anything, because the type of people you hang around, the packs that you run in, you guys are hyenas. You're vultures. You're pigs. Y'all will step all over each other to think that one of you will get a piece, for the chances of even getting a piece. So all they got to do is put out a reward for your funky ass, and your people will turn on you, fam.
Yeah, but other than that, I did. Oh yeah, I know y'all probably asking that when I walked in there, I didn't really notice the knot on her head until the nurse pointed it out. I did see the bump on her lip. She did have a blood vessel bust in her eye, and that's it. But I didn't really go in there. Like, damn, y'all jumped her, y'all beat her ass. What's going on? Like, 'cause they know. Man, and nobody even told me about nothing. I was blind to everything. I'm literally in there giving her my all. Like, come on, girl. We are 2,000 miles away from home. 2,000 miles away from home. Don't nobody deserve this. Don't. 51 questions. Bro, why is y'all talking about the boys that y'all kill y'all friend? I wasn't there. I don't have those answers for you from Friday to 3 o'clock when I got to Cabo. I just don't have them.
Man, tell it to the judge, man. I'm tired of listening to this shit. I really am. And I said I wasn't going to curse. Westside, you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Yeah, man. I'm tired of listening to it. I'm tired of listening to it. But I made a comment about there being some nudity. There being a lot of nudity involved with this whole story. And, let's take a look and see where that is. Let's take a look. I think this is it right here. Oh, no, let's do this. We'll show this first. Yeah, let's do this first. I want y'all to see who the people are. Let's just put a name. Let's put a name to these, face to these names or however you want to. All right, there we go. So we got the coldest winter at his winter house. So let's put some names on these crummy faces. Put them in jail. Picture one, Alyssa Hyatt. So that's Miss Alyssa Hyatt. Man, we got a super chat from my man Joaquin in the building. Thank you, fam, with the $5 holler. I got to hit you off, man. I got to hit you off with it. Drop. Man, thank you, man. Appreciate you. My day one, man, Jock King in the building. So this is the lady, Miss Alyssa Hyatt. They say she got some licks in, too, allegedly. But, yeah, let's do this. Let's make them famous, man. You can find this on Twitter. We got Alyssa Hyatt. We got the number one suspect. This is the number one name coming up as far as being the person who ended this young lady's life with the death blow. This is Miss Winter Donovan. Miss Winter Donovan. Some people out here are saying this could be a Mr. Winter Donovan. I'm not buying it. I think it's a chick. A lot of these hoes look like men out here nowadays. You can't tell the difference. They got that energy. A lot of them are very masculine. A lot of them wrestle. They fight. They do all types of stuff. They shoot. Look, this isn't sugar and spice and everything nice right here, but I'm not going to put that she's a mister until we find out otherwise. Now, I heard Cynthia G talking about this because Cynthia G has to toe a line when she talks about things. She has to toe a line. She always has to stay on the false narrative. So she's trying to ascribe transformerism to these two women in order to make this about men. Now, there's enough blame to go around with the men, but unfortunately, those dudes weren't men. Those were niggas y'all raised. They just like y'all, they just don't have breasts and vaginas. But they just exactly like y'all. So that's Winter Donovan, the one that they said choke slammed her and broke her neck. Make her famous and find her. Pick her up. Where is she? Pick her up. They probably jump her from hotel room to hotel room hiding out. Put that reward out for them and watch these wolves turn on each other. This is Malik Dyer. Malik Dyer. That's the one. He was also there. He witnessed it. Didn't stop it. But he doesn't look like he's big enough or strong enough to stop either one of those two women, in my opinion. I've told y'all about this trend in men having long hair. A lot of guys, and I'm not talking about dreads. I'm talking about these long braids, ponytails, things like that. These are all hairstyles that single mothers could do. Daddies take their sons to the barbershop. Like I said, unless you're part of the dreadlock culture. But all these braids and clucker balls and all this shit, these are woman-raised men. They're women with penises. And they don't use those right. It's her best friend, alleged best friend, Khalil Cook. Khalil Cook. Now, to his credit, Nazir Wiggins did not end up on this list, but this is just this particular list. This was November 16th. This was probably about 4 days ago. So the list has since grown, in my opinion, because Mr. Wiggins has put himself in the middle of it by escaping with them and becoming an accessory after the fact, it would seem, in my opinion. This is the so-called alleged best friend. Let's zoom in on this piece of shit. I said I wasn't going to cuss, didn't I? This is Khalil Cook. That's Khalil Cook, the one who sat with her mama, the one who called and lied to her parents, the one who promoted the alcohol poisoning, the one who said, girl, you ain't going to fight back, while he was recording, while his best friend was naked, being assaulted. And she didn't fight back. It would be different if she was throwing blows and the other girl just beat her woman to woman. This woman did not throw one blow. And like I said, y'all go on Twitter or somewhere and watch the video if you so choose to. It's not the video where she died, so it's not going to result in death. It's not like the takeoff violent video was the other week. Even though that has similar overtones to it, very similar overtones to that story as well, thinking you're amongst friends until they turn on you. A lot of times people are predators together. They prey on other people together. But one thing about dealing with predators is you can't be upset when it eventually preys on you. And that's a fact. I got way too much knowledge on that. So this is Khalil Cook, her best friend, the best friend who left her body in Mexico, people that murdered his best friend, allegedly, and brought his ass back to North Carolina and sat up and ate dinner and lied to this girl's parents, and now is probably in hiding. I guarantee you he's not around taking responsibility for it. Are y'all understanding? Are y'all seeing any common threads running through this situation? Y'all sit up and y'all level all of these accusations and you put all of these horrible names on us, like homophobic and transphobic and all of this stuff, or you say we're chauvinistic or misogynistic when we sit up and we point out the flaws in these people. I will tell you this. The only flawless thing was Lucifer. So anybody proclaiming to be flawless, you already know what spirit they're possessed by. That's names to faces. Names to faces. Faces to names. But it's this one I wanted to look at because this lady showed the video . Okay, that's another update. Yeah, this is the one, and I guess I'll show you this too. Yeah, this is the one that where I got the information about the Alyssa Hyatt chick. So this is a updated breakdown from Miss Curvy Boutique. And it said, true, I found it after the interview with Shanquella Robinson's father with the NC Beat. And we're going to get into that NC Beat interview. Actually, I emailed a message of the young gentleman from NC Beat. He happens to be from Troy, Alabama, where my in-laws are from. So that's pretty awesome, man. I made a little commonality with that. And also, I graduated from University of Troy. So here's the breakdown of the people. Update from the Robinson family. Not only did Dejanay Jackson fight Shanquella, but all three girls fought her. Girl who fought her second, she body slammed her. Malik Dyer was the guy telling her at least hit back. So the little nigga with the braids and the clucker balls is the one. Girl, hit back, girl. Hit back. Dejanay Jackson, who looks like Derek Jackson, said girl fighting her on the video claims Quilla fake jumped at her. Khalil Cook, her best friend, that has the beard in the video, that didn't do nothing. It's actually didn't do anything, but I'm no grammar teacher. I'm just saying.
Mic drop.
Alyssa Hyatt, the girl that leaked the video. She leaked the video. She fought her second, and her reason for leaking the video is because she claimed she was scared. Oh, yeah, these demons love to get scared after they've already sacrificed their life and energy. Now you're going to get scared. There's nothing to fear but fear itself, and you there right now. Look, hopefully your future holds a damp cell in Mexico. Maybe the inhalation of the mold will take you out early. That's the way I feel about it. For even allowing it to happen to a so-called friend. If we're all out together, and my granddad used to say this, me and my uncle would go out, and, you know, that's where we were staying with my grandpops. And my uncle's a little younger than me. He's 3 years younger than me. But my granddad used to always say, if one of you doesn't come home, neither one of you should come home. Those were our marching orders. I'm not coming home without this dude. I don't give a damn what happened. I'm not coming home without my people. If I got to stay with your body and fly back in the back of the plane with the casket or box or whatever you're in the back of the plane to get back to the United States of America, I'm not coming in this country without your body. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care about work. I don't care about any of that. I want you to get back to your people. Yeah, that's the truth. If we leave together, we're coming back together. The facts. But apparently these little narcissistic imbeciles don't have that mentality. Like I said, it's just like a pack of hyenas. Just like a pack of hyenas. Let me see if I can't find this video, this tweet, where you actually see the girl walking into the hotel room or the Airbnb, and she walks in on these people potentially plotting on her. But it was something that was pretty interesting that I thought was interesting. It was the simple fact that, this is that Dejanay Jackson chick. It's so ugly. I ain't gonna lie. Where is it? Give me 1 second, y'all. Give me 1 second. I'm going to find it. North Carolina beat, man. This dude is on it. Give me a moment. I know I put it in here. Yeah, Dejanay Jackson, her page is shut down. Now, this is the NC beat. I had that video. If you give me a moment, I think I need to find that. I need to find that. Y'all need to see this. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. Y'all go re-up on your drinks and whatnot. We're going to get the coons out the building. And let's go. I ain't even going to do it. I'm not going to do the coons. Maybe just put a little countdown on. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
The mic drop.
absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
All right, man, we're back. I found it. This video is very telling. Let me get it to my computer, though. Actually, I'll just look it up on Twitter. What's it under? All right. Okay, so it's saying this count doesn't exist. So where did it go? There's something weird about this here. For some reason, I can't get it to go. All right, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to hook it up to my Bluetooth. Hook it up to my Bluetooth, and I'm going to let y'all hear it, okay? Rodecaster Pro ain't no joke, fam. Rodecaster Pro is no joke. It's just one of those days where nothing is really adding up, man. It's not doing right technologically. All right, come on, man. It does not want you to see this. It does not want you to see it. All right. Well, let's keep going. Let's keep going, and hopefully we'll get it going. God, you know what? I might be able to find a link. It's only a 30-second video, so let me do this. Yeah, I'm gonna go to my Twitter. I'm gonna look up Winter Donovan because her name is trending right now on Twitter. Winter Donovan, and now here she goes. All right, here we go. I got it, man. Thank God, man. Thanks for your patience. Give yourself a round of applause. Let's share this. And like I said, it's only 38 seconds, but listen to it. All right.
It's my friends for me, because, y'all, it don't take that long to get naked. It don't take that long to get naked, hoes. Where y'all at? She told me I'm going to keep it hot. You going to keep it hot? What?
I'm
going
to keep it hot. I've been in two, but I don't want to wear because
they're
too fucked.
What Gold said, they croup.
Yeah. the one that's like mediocre is in my chicken. I can't wear them.
All right, yeah, so, yeah,
it's
here we go
again.
It's
my friends for me, because, y'all, it don't take that long to get naked. It don't take that long to get naked, hoes. Where y'all at? She told me I'm going to keep it hot. You going to keep it hot, what?
I've been in two, but I don't want to wear because it's too fucked.
They, what Gold said, they croup.
Yeah. The one that's like mediocre is in my chicken. I can't wear them.
Now this girl here is the alleged one who dealt the death blow to her. But look at the energy, man. Look at the energy. I'ma keep it hot. They ain't expected to walk in on that. I'ma keep it hot. Mm-hmm. But like I said, a lot of references to getting naked. And the fact that she was beat while she didn't have any clothes on. This is just a real weird setup. And I have a theory. Like I said, I have a theory. I'm not trying to, like I say, soil this young lady's reputation or anything. Because, you know, it is what it is, man. We all young, been young. We've all done things. And, you know, we get into some shits, right, when we're young. But I want to discuss this situation, because when did this happen? October 29th, if I'm not mistaken, October 29th is when she was killed. But look at what happened around October 30th as well in Mexico. It wasn't in the same city, but it's in Mexico. And listen to why this could have possibly happened and why these people were down in Mexico.
Four tourists.
Now, this is GMA. This could possibly be a copyright strike, but I'm trying to use it for fair use. So I'm going to put it out there as fair use because I think, I mean, everybody doesn't watch GMA. So they should thank me for even sharing this bullshit. But let's go.
In two separate incidents, who died of carbon monoxide poisoning while vacationing in Mexico City. Matt Rivers is there with the details. Good morning, Matt.
All right, so check it out.
Four tourists in two separate incidents who died of carbon monoxide poisoning while vacationing in Mexico City. Matt Rivers is there with the details. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, George. Just over my shoulder behind me, you can see the building where three American friends came here to Mexico City hoping to spend a fun weekend. Instead, they lost their lives inside an apartment there. Their families now asking, how could that have happened? This morning, the families of four tourists killed by carbon monoxide poisoning in two different Mexico City vacation rentals demanding answers.
This can't happen anymore.
Authorities say Americans Candace Florence, Jordan Marshall, and Cortez Hall were all found dead in their Airbnb rental on October 30th. Florence's family telling ABC News they were in town to join Day of the Dead celebrations.
All right. So that's what I'm talking about. This is real stuff going on. If you think there's no energy transfer through this, this is meaningless. Going to contribute your energy to something like this, to toy with death, to play with death. I'm gonna be honest. Death doesn't need your honor. Death is gonna happen one way or another. As sure as you're born, you're gonna die. You don't have to honor with the inevitable. But you know, people get caught up in the surface. They watch Encanto and all that shit, and they get caught up in the surface look of a culture. I come from where Mardi Gras was invented, where Mardi Gras originated, Mobile, Alabama. That's where I come from. Mardi Gras is a vibe because it's a real vibe. It's real things going on that add to the energy of the time. A lot of demonic things that go on. It's an energy harvest. That's all this is, an energy harvest. Now, if you go and you want to go celebrate death, you want to go worship and honor death, think death wouldn't want to sacrifice. I will say this. My people perish for lack of understanding.
She just loved being in the presence of other people and just feeling how they live.
They say the 28-year-old spoke to her boyfriend on the phone that day and told him she wasn't feeling well.
She said, I was vomiting and dizzy and my legs are wobbly.
Authorities say they arrived at the scene to find the bodies of the three friends all dead from carbon monoxide poisoning. Airbnb suspending the listing and canceling upcoming reservations, telling ABC News, quote, our priority now is to provide support to those affected while the authorities investigate what happened, and we are available to cooperate.
First thing you do when you check into an Airbnb is test the carbon monoxide sensor. Make sure you find that, you seek that out, and you test that. And you make them put that shit in writing, too. Before you sign any contracts, make them put that in writing. Carbon monoxide monitor tested working properly.
Cooperate with the investigation in any way we can. But that same weekend, just a few miles away, another death from carbon monoxide. 29-year-old Angelica Arce was staying in a non-Airbnb vacation rental with her siblings, Andrea and Marco, when they started to feel sick.
And I felt really dizzy.
Andrea and Marco telling our San Diego affiliate KGTV that Angelica was treated for heat exhaustion at the hospital and went back to the rental to sleep. But a few hours later, Marco found her lifeless.
I lived her hair, and she was all purple. I was very scared.
These deaths, just the latest in a disturbing trend among vacationers. In May, three U.S. tourists were killed by carbon monoxide poisoning at a Sandals resort in the Bahamas. Not all rental companies mandate that their properties have functioning carbon monoxide detectors. The victims' families now calling for more regulation.
We will fight to make sure that mandates are implemented so no other family has to deal with this type of brokenness and heartache.
And you have to wonder how a simple detector like this, which I actually bought not far from here, I actually take it with me on some of my personal and professional trips to try and stay safe. How is something like this not mandatory here in Mexico City? That is the question that these families are now asking. Guys.
Cannot blame them for that. We were thinking of those families, Matt. Thank you.
All right, man. So Day of the Dead celebration, they're down there to celebrate the Day of the Dead, and they wind up dead. That's not accidental, family. That's not accidental. If you think it is, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. Being amongst friends, or those who you call friends. I'm going to run these pictures by one more again. You don't pay attention, man, it could cost you dearly. It can cost you dearly. That's why I said you only got one time to get out of line and get out of bag with me. You won't get the opportunity to shoot me in the back of the head. Number one suspect. And this is the NCB. Y'all go check this brother's page out, man. This is pretty thorough right now. Uh-oh. Let me take this off real quick and let's see. Yeah, here's the story. I don't know what that was about. Bring these folks to justice, man. And I hope no thirsty-ass little pervert is laid up with one of these demons. I hope you're not laid up with one of these demons getting that filthy spirit on you. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Like I say, sometimes a sworn enemy can be your best friend. I was going to play a little Cynthia G. I'm not going to play Cynthia G. Because like I said, she runs the narrative and she's always on the wrong side of the narrative. She took what she thought would fit best into her truth and she ran with it and she ran totally off the damn rails with it. Until I see proof that these girls are transformers, we're just going to go with the fact that they're women. And this is indicative of the way that women are starting to behave. The things that women are starting to do, you are completely out of control. Completely out of control. And almost totally reprobate at this juncture. I hate to watch so many members of the younger generation perish because they refuse to learn, refuse to listen. But then again, in the words of Notorious B.I.G., you're nobody until somebody kills you. And in a world that's attention starved, a population that's attention starved, so much to the point where if you won't take nobody will take a picture of you, you'll just take pictures all day of yourself and post to get likes and thumbs up and attention. Attention is the only currency, thing that means anything. It's the only thing that matters. Speaking of attention, I want to show y'all something before I get out of here. I want to show you something. Third Moon Chop sent me this the other day. I want to hear your opinion on this. I want to hear your opinion on.
Come here.
Speaking of doing it all for attention.
Come here. Come on, quit playing.
Now, he could have went a different way about it. How do you go back on these things? How do you rewind on this shit? All righty. Never mind, damn it. Let's see. Never mind. And I know, I already know they're going to tag it. But you can hear it. It's this dude, man. He basically just slapped the hell out of his son. You can catch it on Facebook. Let me get the volume going for you on here.
Put it. Now, yeah, come here.
That was the smack.
Come here. Come on, quit playing with me. Come help.
So apparently a dad slapped son for flexing with guns on Facebook. He slapped his son for flexing with guns on Facebook. Attention. All right, I didn't show you the smack.
These type of kids going to get you fucked up. That's what I'm saying. These your friends, though. Your friend will get your ass beat. If you ever in your fucking life listen to one of them and raise your hand to me, bitch, I will bury you. And now, bury they dust asses, too.
Now,
don't
that's
fucking
the part.
Play with me, David.
That's
the type of shit I'm talking about.
That's the part I didn't agree with. Calling your son a bitch, big no-no. Big no-no. It's not about being tough. It's not about talking tough. It's about conveying the message. The smack conveyed the message. The bitch, that's going to get you shot one day, Pops. I hate to say it. By him.
These little boys, these little girls going to get the shit beat out of you, boy. Play with me if you want to. You better choose your motherfucking friends wisely. Because right now, you bullshit, nigga.
See, this is a man that was raised by his mama. He wasn't raised by his daddy. He wasn't raised by his daddy, but he's doing the best he could do to keep his baby out of trouble, right? He's doing the best he could do. Besides calling him a bitch, I'm totally with it. I'm with corporal punishment. Because guess what? He flexing with a gun on the internet right now. He'll be out with the gun in somebody's face or in somebody's house, or he'll be the one stretched out. And this man doesn't want to see that.
Better tell them your dad is not the nigga to play with. I will bury them fucking bitches. I don't care about killing no fucking kids. You better tell them.
Now, that's a little far. A little far. Like I said, the thunder was in the beginning. The thunder was in the beginning. Now, some of these kids may make you have to, they may force your hand and make you have to do some of those things that you're saying you'll do.
Before they kill you or before they hurt you, I'll do it. See them folks quit motherfucking playing. This shit ain't no motherfucking joke. Fuck wrong with y'all kids. Don't get mad because y'all dust ass parents don't love y'all like I love mine. Now what? Y'all know where he is. Pull up. Help. Come save.
I ain't mean to show that. God damn. All right. Well, this one might have to come down. Hey, look. This is sometimes the lengths you have to go to get the message across. Everybody isn't quick to get the message. Everybody can't read the signs. You can't read the red flags. You can't read the tea leaves. You don't see the writing on the wall. See, It's important you have good people in your corner, good counsel in your corner. Rest in peace to Shanquilla Robinson. And may she get justice. May her family get justice for this brutal, horrible, awful act. I'm about to call it for the day, man. I appreciate y'all for taking your time out to listen to me. We're getting right at 2 hours, and I got some other things to do. Time to get ready. I won't see y'all before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Be careful. Uh-oh, we got another call on. Oh, shit, where you go? All right, I did put you on. That was Third Moon Chop calling in. Just hit me up after the show, man. Hit me up on the phone after the show. I'm getting ready to call it. I won't see y'all for Thanksgiving, man. Be careful. And have a happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. If you don't, then don't have a happy Thanksgiving. But for those of you who do celebrate it and you're going to be out here with your family and your friends, real family, real friends, be sure you keep good company. Keep good company and good will come to you. Keep good counsel and good advice will come to you. I appreciate y'all for joining the show, man. This your boy, Big Mike. This has been another episode of the Big Mike Drop. Shout out to y'all. And we're about to get it out of here for the holidays. I'll probably see y'all next Sunday. Next Sunday, look forward around the same time next Sunday, I'll be on. And we'll have something else to talk about. Hopefully it's nothing that's so ridiculous out here. You know what I'm saying? Like this. Just seems like bad news is just all over the place, man. And it's outshadowing the good news. Hopefully we have some good stories coming up soon. This your boy, Big Mike. I appreciate y'all. Much respect to you. Salute. The mic drop.